If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 19th day of January, 2011. Happy birthday to Katie Segal, 54. Sean Johnson, gymnast, is 19. Desi Arnaz Jr. is 58 today. Phil Everly of the Everly Boys, 72. Dolly Parton turned 65. On this day in 1993, Fleetwood Mac came out of retirement to play at the Clinton inauguration. Well, I guess everybody's talking about Steve Jobs today and his medical leave. Oh, they're talking about it yesterday. It's kind of old news today, but no, it really isn't. But I think the company's going to be fine. Everybody's talking about Apple and the visionary, and he is all of those things. But if he's done his job correctly, there are people in place that can keep this thing going. I've been on the sidelines of all of this for a long time, Windows user. In fact, I make my living on a machine that still uses Windows 98 SE. So I'm a PC fan, I'm a Linux fan, I'm a Mac fan. I use all of them, and I can see the merits in all of them. But, you know, Apple's not going away. They're not going anywhere. The only complaint I have about Apple, I think standard encoding on an iTunes song is 128, and I think you can get 332 or something like that. But it's still lost quality. I mean, a CD is lossless. It's a perfect copy, which is, you know, what the RIAA got all up and hot and bothered about, because a copy of a perfect copy is a perfect copy. So anyway, Mr. Jobs, now is the time to take care of yourself. You remain in our thoughts and our eye prayers. You remember the first computer you bought? Oh yeah. Double floppy. I wanted to learn, and our chief engineer, Hal Sutton, at 99 Ways was just a genius with this sort of stuff, and still is. And he was the one that taught me DOS from the ground up, and I'm glad he did. In fact, my friends called me DOS Man for you, because I was the last person to ever go over to Windows 3.1, was it? You know, I wanted the code, man. Just give me the code. And now, of course, I don't know if I could do it again. But if anybody's delighted about what's going on with the internet and with computing and everything, it's me, because this is just amazing. The last 2 years of my radio show was done with Computer Assist, and it was a computer and a hard drive, and the folks that bought our stations had everything, had seven radio stations on a big master rack. Everybody had their own computer, but they were all interconnected. So if you did a commercial and it ran on three other stations, when you did that commercial, you could load it into their computer as well. And I'll never forget, the chief engineer told me, he said, "Bill, if you reboot your computer every Monday morning, you'll never have a problem with it." And the issue there, and this is the difference between Mac and PC, is with a PC, when you use RAM, it never gives it back. On a Mac, when you close the program, the RAM is freed, but not the same on a PC. So when I would reboot it, then it would clear all of whatever was left in the RAM out, and it would operate fine. And so I play a couple of songs on CD, you know, that old CD stuff. And it operated beautifully. Now, I remember the first PC I bought with a hard drive, and the guy at the store said, and this is a quote, "This has a 250 megabyte hard drive. That's all the space you'll ever need." Okay, let's do a radio flashback. Here we go. Oh, I got to use my announcer's voice on this. Excuse me. I hate it because I have to grab myself.
Kenny G. And Silhouette on 99 Ways. W-A-Y-S. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead. Hold on. We'll see you tomorrow.